We are joined by a forward for the Orlando Magic. He is in his second season. He was the number one pick overall in the 2022 draft by the Magic out of Duke. He was the NBA's Rookie of the Year. This season, he was named to his first All-Star team. He's averaging a team-leading 22.5 points per game, as well as leading the Magic both in rebounds and assists. The Magic went 47-35. They are the 5 seed in the East. They take on the Cavaliers in the first round. Game 1 is on Saturday in Cleveland. We are joined right now by Paolo Banchero. Paolo, it's great to have you back. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, dude. Good. So let me ask you, after establishing yourselves as one of the most improved teams in the regular season, what is the vibe and energy like around your team as you get ready for the franchise's first playoff appearance since the 2019-20 season?
Yeah, I think everybody's really excited right now. Guys just been locked in, doing whatever they need to do to, you know, have their bodies feeling right heading into Saturday. And, yeah, I think, you know, we're just excited to get this opportunity as a team. This is what we worked for all season. So everybody's looking forward to it.
All right, so team first, and I'll probably mention that again before the end of the conversation, team first. But I want to ask you, people who know hoops know that Orlando is a really good basketball town and that it's the only pro team in the city. The fan base is really hungry. They want it very badly. I'm curious, how much love have you felt personally and professionally since you came to town as the top pick overall?
Yeah, I would say the love's been there from day one. You know, when I got drafted, you know, I hadn't visited here. I had never been. So just coming in, not knowing what to expect, you know, definitely felt the love from the first time I stepped off the plane, you know, till now. Just, you know, even my first year was a lot of love. And then, you know, really took it to another level this year, I think, just with the attendance of the fans, game in and game out. You know, they really stepped it up this year. So you just got to give a lot of credit to them and their energy. You know, they've been a big part of our success.
Paolo Banchero joining us. I would say also you took it to another level yourself individually. Again, team first, but individually, you had a really special season statistically. You became the first player in NBA history, younger than 22, to lead his team in scoring, rebounding, and assists. When you consider all the young stars that have played in this league, what does that accomplishment represent to you?
Yeah, I think it just represents the work I've put in my whole life. I think it also represents just my mentality, or just how I play the game, trying to affect the game in every aspect, you know, be a great teammate, set guys up, make the right play, and, you know, it just translates to winning. So I didn't know that stat till I think I saw it a couple of days ago, but when I saw it, I think it did surprise me a little bit. You know, I didn't know that. So, yeah, it's pretty cool, though. Like you said, it's a lot of young stars that came through the NBA. So to be the only one or the youngest one to do something like that is pretty cool.
It's really cool. You know, I'm glad that you put it like that, that it represents the work you put in and your mentality. I was going to ask you about that because, you know, the old saying, pressure is a privilege. If that's the case, my dude, you are an extremely privileged individual. And what I mean by that is you've been dealing with the pressure since you were a highly touted prospect at O'Day High School in Seattle before you became a high-profile player at Duke, and then you went number one overall. So it's a lot, right? That's a lot. I'm curious, what's it been like to have all eyes on you and so much on your shoulders? It's pretty much always been like that. So does that feel like a privilege or does that feel like pressure?
It definitely feels like a privilege, 100%. You know, I think just that's been the goal since I was a kid, was to be at the top, be the number one player, be the number one pick, and that's just always what I've worked towards. So I think just the pressure, I guess, comes with that, but it's nothing to be scared of, I think. It's nothing to run from. I think, like you said, it's a privilege. So just looking at it through that lens, you know, makes it a lot easier. And at the end of the day, it's still, you know, still basketball, still the game that I fell in love with a long time ago. So every time I go out there, I'm just excited to get to play basketball.
And now in the postseason, too, Paolo Banchero joining us. I spoke to your teammate, Jalen Suggs, last month, and I couldn't be more impressed with him both on and off the floor. He was raving about you, listing the ways that you've made him a better player. So let me turn that around and ask you about him. What do you appreciate most about being able to play with Jalen?
Yeah, I definitely would say just his mentality. Every practice, every game, he gives 100%, you know, on both sides of the floor. So I think just seeing that, you know, it makes it so, you know, as a player like me, you know, I can't you know, let him just do all the hard work and all the, you know, energy. I got to be able to match that and, you know, just bring it from my end as well, because, you know, that's the only way for us to, you know, elevate, you know, the other guys around us, is to have that energy, have that attitude and that mentality, you know, in the games and in practice, working out every day. It just rubs off on everyone else. So I give him a lot of credit for, you know, just putting that energy throughout the team and, you know, giving the effort that he does.
Speaking of energy, right, it's a players' league, but I spoke to your coach also, Jamal Mosley, early in the season. Now, this was early in the season before you guys had that great regular season. He was really high on the group's prospects, all because of what you're talking about, the young energy and the way he thought the group would gel and pick each other up, and he was right. So I'm curious, what's Jamal like to play for, and then how much credit does he deserve for the team having this great opportunity that it has right now in the first round?
Yeah, I think he just does a great job of getting everybody to buy in. You know, he's a, I would call him a player's coach, where, you know, he relates to the players and, you know, is a lot, gives a lot of perspective, you know, because he's been in the league a long time, just and seen a lot of players and cities and all that. So he has a very good perspective for some of the younger guys, and just his energy as well. You know, his energy day in and day out is high level. Just the intensity he brings and demands of us, you know, we don't want to let him down. So we try to match that intensity that he asks. And I say, you know, definitely a lot of credit should be, you know, given to him. I think just where our defense is as a team, I know we're one of the top defenses in the league, and I just give credit to him on that. You know, that's been the message since training camp and, you know, even starting last year, which is defense is going to be our identity. So definitely give credit to him.
So, dude, you're locked in. I can hear it. I can see it. I can feel it. Let me finally ask you, you look at the Cavaliers. Obviously, this time of season, we know it's all about matchups. After splitting the season series with them, are you looking out, are you looking for the way to best deal with the challenges they present? Or is your mindset, man, they got to deal with us?
I mean, I think you have to respect them. You know, they are a playoff team, been a playoff team for a couple years now. So, you can't go in there, you know, just thinking you're going to roll over them. I would say that we're the least experienced team, lesser experienced team, so they probably think that that's their advantage against us, and so we're going to have to be ready for whatever they throw at us. But at the same time, we feel like we have some advantages over them that we can use and exploit. So we know it's going to be a tough series. We always have tough games against them just throughout the Eastern Conference regular season, so we know what to expect. I think they know what to expect. It's going to be physical. It's going to be a hard-fought series. But, you know, I think it's just going to come down to, you know, who can stay together as a team and who can, you know, make the right adjustments at the right times. But I'm excited.
I love that series. I love that matchup. He was the number one overall pick in 2022. He was a rookie of the year last year. He made the All-Star team this year. And as I mentioned, what a great, great stat. Youngest player ever to leave his team in points, rebounds, and assists. Paolo Banchero, my guest. Paul, I appreciate you, especially right before the first round of the postseason. Great to have you back on the show. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Guy's a stud. Such a good player. And like I said, all eyes on him. From day one, he's him. He's him. He's a stud. I'm going to give you another stud. I'd even go as far as to say this guy's him too. Orlando Magic PR icon, George Galanti. That dude's incredible. He is so good at his job. You know what I respect? I respect people that take their craft seriously. I respect people that work really hard at their jobs. I respect people that are about the job and not about themselves. It's my man, George. Like, when you think of the GOATs, and there are a lot of people who do that job. And by the way, in a lot of ways, it's a thankless job. It's a hard job. It's a hard job. You got to protect your players. You got to protect your team. You got to feed the media. You got to keep everybody happy. I mean, I've come across some media people that are like some of the best people ever. And it's like anything else. And I've come across some that are like, you know, frankly, it's a hard job. Some of the worst people ever. And I'm sure those same people would say, really? I've come across some talk show hosts who are some of the best people ever. And then people like you, Rome, some of the worst people ever. The GOAT, the gold standard, is Ray Ritter. the Golden State Warriors. It's Ray and everybody else. But I'm telling you, man, my man George is closing quickly. George Galanti, you keep that name in mind. I don't think it's any surprise that as the Orlando Magic rise up and improve, who's been there? I mean, Paolo certainly has a lot to do with it. Jamal's got a lot to do with it. Jalen's got a lot to do with it. But don't you sleep on my man, Double G. Appreciate you, George. Great job.